From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea is calling its submarine-launched ballistic missile test on Saturday a great success, while South Korea labeled it a failure. The United Nations recently imposed a new set of stronger sanctions on North Korea in response to Pyongyang's fourth nuclear test in January and a ballistic missile test the following month. President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will discuss the global economy, terrorism, transatlantic security, and many other issues during his two-day visit to Germany starting today. Before heading to Germany, Mr. Obama was in London for meetings with Prime Minister David Cameron, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, and to have lunch with Queen Elizabeth, who was celebrating her 90th birthday. President Obama also took part in a London town hall meeting with young people, whom he challenged to reject ideologies that isolate and divide them from others.
The forces that lead to the most violence and the most injustice typically spring out of people saying, I want to feel important by dividing the world into us and them.
President Obama will cap his visit to Germany tomorrow with a speech outlining his vision for future U.S.-European relations. Nearly 98% of voters in Sudan's western Darfur region have voted against reuniting the five separate states. Major rebel and opposition groups who believe reuniting the region would give the people more autonomy boycotted the vote and accused the Khartoum government of altering the result numbers. This is VOA News.